Joining me now is Jay Gifford, athletic director at Dodge City High School and a former player in the Hatchet game. And Jay, thank you so much and joining me not only last year but this year as well and talking about this and allowing your coaches to give us the opportunity to talk to them. But talk about this and what it really means, not only for you as a player, and we'll get into that in a moment, but for the communities and the school.
Well, it's just, you know, we talk all the time about it, moving to game 9. We used to play this game 7, and then Mr. Wedler and I met, decided to move it to game 9, and it seemed like at the time one of his quotes that he used that day when we decided was still one of my favorite quotes. He said, we've done the only thing we could do to make this ratchet up one more notch. And it seems like there's a lot of truth in that. Every year it seems like it has postseason implications. Our communities just rally around teams during this week. And it's just a fun event that showcases all of the student athletes from both schools. And it's just, it's important in our communities for that aspect. And there is a little bit of one-year bragging rights that goes along with it. And that carries through, it seems like, with every sport and in every facet of town life.
Well, it certainly does. And, of course, this being the 75th Hatchet game, the 110th meeting overall between the Buffaloes and the Red Demons. But you talk about one-year bragging rights. I'll tell you what, Dodge City has owned quite a few of those series of years. And matter of fact, I think there was four different times that Dodge City owned it. The one time for 9 straight years, and then there was three times they owned it 6 straight years. Garden City did hold it for 13 straight contests, but then you got that back. Starting back in 2008 and went up for 3 straight years. And then, of course, Garden City gets it back last year, as we talked with Coach Foster about that as well. You know, as you look at that, I mean, Dodge City has obviously owned this thing for all these years. The Hatchet itself, why did that actually begin?
That is a great question, and everybody seems to give a different answer. We should probably have the authoritative answer in this office, but we don't. Basically, it was the trophy of choice is what we get, and they decided that it was a, you know, sign of supremacy on the field, and so that's what they chose. It's a really unique. I don't know of any other high schools in Kansas that trade similar types of trophies back and forth. So it has a little college feel to it in that aspect, but it has been, and you're right, it's nobody wants to hear this, but for the rivalry, it's almost best when you share it. Those long streaks, it seems like during the midst of those streaks, sometimes the rivalry isn't quite as intense. And so when I first moved here, that was the case. It was, you know, the rivalry was a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal. It was pretty one-sided and had been for quite a while. And then when Garden City was in the midst of their 13-game winning streak, some of those years in the middle, it felt the same way. It didn't quite have the same importance. You wondered how contested the games are going to be. So when that thing goes back and forth fairly regularly, that's when the rivalry seems to stay its hottest.
You know, there's a lot to be said about the tradition and the history of this special game, because there's so many people, as I've alluded to before, that know and understand the importance of the Hatchet game. And I'll tell you, well, this is extremely important to former players years back, and, you know, and just a few years back, and to yourself, to Coach Segovia as well, the athletic director for Garden City High School, and many other people. You know, you mentioned about the fact that the communities and the schools, and it really does mean a lot to the student bodies.
Yeah, it's always interesting. You know, the coaches and the players that are in the game, they really respect their opponent. They know what they've been through as far as preparation and how hard it is to even get to this point of the season and still have postseason aspirations. So they have that mutual respect. Like I've told people, you'd be surprised at the lack of animosity in some of those situations, because when you're a fan, you just get to be all in, and you get to be all for your team, and you get to show up that night and scream your brains out. But for the coaches, for the student athletes involved, there is that mutual respect. And so it is an interesting thing to see that, you know, it's the one night where you get to go out and you just absolutely get to be behind your team, and you know the opponent well. And so that just adds to the atmosphere. So yeah, it is interesting, all the different aspects and what it brings out of people during this time.
Jay, just a quick thought about last year's matchup and, of course, the double overtime game that went to the Buffaloes, and a thought about tonight.
Well, when you sit on this side of the desk in Dodge City, you know, we've never lost a hatchet game. We've just given a few away. And so that's kind of the sentiment from last year was, you know, we had to tip a ball up to them and let them catch a Hail Mary to get them back in the game. But no, Garden City did a great job of finishing that game, and they had a nice season. And they're in the midst of a nice season now. We're really proud of our kids, the things we've gone through this year with the injuries and with, like I said earlier, the toughest schedule in 6A. We're really proud of how our coaches and kids have responded this season. We feel pretty good about our team, be honest with you. So it should be a great game, and we're excited, and we're excited to host. It's always, you know, every other year you get to host the game, and it's a big deal around here. We try to do it right. We try to make sure everyone feels like it's of importance, and it's the biggest thing in town on that night, and really every Friday night in Dodge City seems to be that way, but this one that much more. So we're excited, and we're excited to host, and we have, of course, some special things that are going to showcase all of our students, you know, band, drill team, cheerleaders, and we have senior night, and so we'll do a lot of showcasing on Friday night of our student body and of our community, and we'll welcome Garden City in as well.